cool things have been happening all summer at the Westin Playhouse. They continue with the world premiere opening later this month of the new musical Pregnancy Pact, inspired by the real-life story of a group of teenage girls who decided to become single moms together. It's an entertaining and hard-hitting pop rock musical about the realities of love, responsibility, and growing up in America. As if that were not enough, on Thursday, Westin favorite Susan Heffner stars as Haley Walker, a single mother who juggles raising a daughter, running a restaurant, re-entering the dating scene in the off-Broadway hit Bad Dates. Susan Heffner joins us this morning. Susan, thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be here.
And Pregnancy Pact's Caitlin Kinnunen is with us as well, as is Westin producing director Stephen Settler. Thank you very much for being here.
Of course.
Thanks, Joe.
So, I assume, Stephen, so far, so good. The season has been a lovely season.
It has been a wonderful season, and unlike last year's season, it has been entirely dry.
That's good. We'll make it in all, you know.
Yes, having gotten
make
through
up for
Tropical Storm Irene last year, everything's repaired and running beautifully.
Wonderful. So, give us a sense now. You've reached the point. Now, Pregnancy Pact opens later this month.
Opens, starts on the 30th.
On the 30th.
Yep.
And a world premiere. So, how does that come to Westin? How do you decide to do
that? Westin's been developing new work for about 6 years now. And one of the channels for that is a National New Musical Award that we sponsor. And this piece was chosen a year ago in the winter as the most promising new piece nominated by a bunch of wonderful people. And we've been working on it ever since. And it's won several other national awards. It was part of a festival in New York last fall. But we are doing the first full production and very excited to do so.
And a little edgy.
It is a little edgy, yes.
Just a bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's warnings, I see.
Well, yes. In fact, I think our clever marketing people now call it Not Your Mother's Musical.
Yes.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there is adult language, shall we say.
Just a few words.
You know, but it's honestly, it's such a wonderful piece. The score is incredible. And unlike a lot of musicals, including some older ones, there's a great book.
Mm-hmm.
So you really get engaged by the story, and we've got this crackerjack cast of just wonderful talent. So we're very excited.
Everyone gets engaged except for the characters in the story.
There you go.
So, Caitlin, what is it like to play a role like this?
It's kind of crazy. It's been interesting. We had our first round of costume fittings yesterday. I have mine tomorrow, and the girls were all talking about how it's so weird putting the fake pregnancy bellies on. And they were like, this is shocking. And it's weird because, like, we're all going back to, like, playing 15-year-olds and, like, rediscovering, like, what it is going through that time in your life because it's so hard. And then you add this subject on top of it, and it's incredibly difficult. And it's just, like, following these girls through their journey is wonderful, and discovering all of the things that they discover is great.
And fairly contemporary. I mean, looking
very contemporary. Yeah, they're all very modern girls, and it's great because the show actually incorporates that. There's a lot of scenes that are like people having conversations over text message or Skype and things like that,
which
so.
You can't even do in the town of Westin. We don't have a lot of service. So talk about acting.
That is acting.
Yes.
And so at what point do you, how old are you in this?
In the play, I think my character is 15, but we range from 15 to 17.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is young.
It's very young.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were all talking about it, and we realized that the girls would have to be born in 96 and 97, and we were all like, oh my gosh, that's so young. So we were all surprised by that. But yeah, they're young, and they get pregnant.
Man. Okay, so, well, yeah, because that's something that you can, I mean, that is a balance beam, isn't it? Because it seems like yes, it's funny, but it can also be tragic.
Yeah, and I think the writers have done a really great job of balancing that. I actually loved that about the show, that there are moments where they do find the lightness in it, and it is a comedy, but then they also have the other side where it's like, no, this is a really serious topic, and they take it seriously. And it's great to see that the girls think some things are funny, but then when they need to get down to the nitty-gritty, they do.
Well, the Pregnancy Pact is a world premiere, and it starts August 30th at the Westin Playhouse. And you only have to wait until Thursday to see the production of Bad Dates, which opens. And Susan Hafner is starring in this, and it's all you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somehow I got to the first day of rehearsal. There was no one else there but the director and the stage manager. So there you go.
I've seen a production of this. It's a lovely show. It's very funny, right? I assume yes.
We should hope so. Yeah. It's funny. It also has some.
You seem surprised by my reaction.
Well, let's hope I'm funny.
It's a lovely show. Yeah, sure.
Well, we're in she's the middle still in
of,
shock.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, it is hilarious. Actually, I think it's one of the funniest shows I've ever read. And then once you get really into it, you know, I have to, obviously my character takes herself very seriously too. So there's some face moments, but yeah, this woman knows how to tell a story and knows how to land a punchline, and her life is just the truth of her life, actually. Just ends up being hilarious. She gets into these really crazy situations and she has to get herself out of it, and yeah, you giggle. Definitely along the way.
And in and out of a lot of clothes and shoes.
And in and out, yes.
Too.
And then I'm changing clothes and shoes. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's by Teresa Riebeck, who's one of our great contemporary writers. She wrote the first season of Smash. She had Seminar on Broadway with Alan Rickman last year.
Yeah.
It was a big hit off Broadway. So, and she'll be with us actually for the first weekend, which is really great too. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And let's explore that a little bit of what it is like to have the people on hand.
Well, certainly that's more applicable to Pregnancy Pact, which is brand new, and the composer,
the whole team's,
and the writer,
there.
Exactly.
Yes.
Gordon Leary and Julia Meinwald, the team who wrote it, are with us literally every day when they're not banned from the rehearsal room. Right?
Yes.
And
when,
they're
when does
wonderful.
That take place, by the way? When are they banned?
Rarely.
Not very often.
No, they're wonderful. And it's great, actually, to have a process where the writers are right there, because even the first day when we just read through the musical and read the songs and didn't sing them because the music hadn't been learned, they were already there as writers thinking, oh, do I want to change a little bit of this or a little bit of that? And the fine-tuning that happens.
They're doing so much work with it. We actually just got, like, new character backstories, and they just, like, handed us a sheet of paper that was like, oh, here's your entire life before this show happens. And it's great because we didn't have any of that information before. And so the fact that the writers are with us and can give us that information is wonderful and so helpful.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then what have you got up right now?
Well, we've got Fiddler on the Roof, which is packing them in, thankfully. And, you know, one of the greats, obviously, our friends down at Barrington Stage did it earlier this summer. And audiences just love it. And it's just a gorgeous production. It's got all that Jerome Robbins choreography in it. And, you know, the for our production, it's been rescored with a kind of a klezmer band arrangement in our newly reopened orchestra pit. So the music is gorgeous, beautiful scenery and lighting, and a fabulous dynamic cast. Our leads are, you know, well, everybody's stellar. So we're very happy.
How much, I think we've talked about this before, but how much conversation is there between you and the other artistic directors in the region?
Lot.
I mean, like, are you... So you say, oh, we're doing Fiddler, and they say, oh, we're doing Fiddler, and then
we actually tried to do a co-production with Julia at Barrington, but the size of our theaters is not comparable, and trying to make the budgets jibe didn't quite work, but we love to find ways to work together, and we all try to the degree that we can to see each other's work, and we talk a lot about what our seasons are going to be and how they might complement one another, and you know, especially in these times for the arts and everybody, you want friends and collaborators out there.
Yeah.
You want other people who are going through the same stuff and, you know, finding new solutions. So we're reaching out all the time. And that's, as we've discussed here in the past, what's so wonderful about doing the arts in this area. You look at the breadth and the depth of what's offered from Vermont right through the Berkshires into the, you know, upstate New York area, and it's really fabulous.
And if you have a show like Pregnancy Pack that's a world premiere, people will travel to see it.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll come to see it because they want to see it. Where and something like Fiddler, people will travel as well, but it's sold out in Pittsfield, and it'll sell out in...
We certainly hope so. It's doing very nicely.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you have the audiences there.
Right. And obviously that's what you try to do with your season. You'd want to balance against the known and the unknown, and to build an audience that's willing to take the risks with you on something they've barely heard of.
Yeah.
And also know that when you do a classic, you're going to put your own stamp on it, and it's worth seeing it again.
And what is it? Is it strategic of putting it late in the season, a world premiere late in the season?
You know, I've even lost track of why it ended up there now. But one of the interesting things is we're actually sharing
it. That's where the dart hit.
Yeah, you know, we're sharing it with schools, actually. And a few principals chickened out. But we've got a number of schools that are coming to 10 a.m. matinees, which we're very proud of. Because obviously this is a subject matter, and it's about them and their lives.
I'm you know? Really excited
so it's really great that we're going to reach that audience as well.
And then do you get, are you we're doing like talkbacks?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a talkback after every performance of Pregnancy Pact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And bringing in people from the outside to talk at it from different angles. And again, it's, you know, is it disturbing? No, but it's thought-provoking. And it deserves a chance to sit around and chat about it. Plus, the piece itself is finding itself. So there's so much to talk about. It's exciting.
How many? So how long ago did it first come to your attention? You think
okay, about
this?
A year and a half.
Okay, and it what shape is it in at that point? You have a basic script.
Yeah, I mean, it was honestly one of the reasons we chose it is because it was in very good shape dramaturgically. These writers are really smart.
Yeah,
they came out of the NYU graduate program and. They know what they're doing. So it was in reasonably good shape to begin with, but it's been through a workshop at Yale and through this festival in New York and now the good work with this wonderful director, Joe Colarco, and the cast. And it's ready.
I don't mean to offend anyone here, but how much of it is them picking you or you picking them?
It's a little of both, I think. I mean, they have to choose to be picked.
Right.
You know, but
they put their hat in the ring.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then but they are also thinking strategically of what their
absolutely.
Next step is
and
going to be.
And they have an agent and you know, thankfully Weston, even though relatively new to the New Works scene, has built a good reputation for taking good care of pieces, getting great people in them, having a supportive, adventurous audience, and helping to launch. And they were pretty quick to say yes when we said we'd like to option this.
So, Caitlin, you're still pretty early in the rehearsal process.
Yes, we just finished our first week, so it's exciting.
So where is it right now?
Right now, we've learned all of the music, and we just started staging the piece. So we've got a couple scenes down, but we still have to do the rest of it, and there's a lot to do. So, yes.
And but how much give and take is there with the creative team?
I like to think there's a fair amount. It's great because it's such a collaborative process because you really, with the creative team in the room, you can say like, oh, this isn't working or this is working really well. And they're so open to hearing your thoughts on it and changing things around and making it work. And it's really great to have such an awesome team that is willing to do that because sometimes you get stuck with people who are like, no, this is the way it's supposed to be, but everyone's been incredibly open and willing to change things around. And so far we haven't had to do that because the script and score is amazing and it's working fantastically, but we'll see what happens.
You never know.
You never know.
And you know, that's part of the wonderful thing about working on a new work. You really don't know until you get it in the mouths of actors and then obviously in an audience. What you have, and we hope that's part of the gift of what we can do, is to do the best job with that and then find out. So that's where the audience comes in.
What is it like to do a show, Susan, like Bad Dates, and talk about such subjects at a Rod and Gun Club?
Well, it's
realizing
all,
you haven't done it yet, but
yeah, well,
I assume it's come up in conversation.
Well, it's hilarious. I was driving down the street and I pointed to my boyfriend, that's where I'm doing the show. And he said, oh, really? But I've done a couple shows there and it's a magical, believe it or not, a magical little space. They come in and who was it? Howard, who redesigned
Howard
the
James,
Rod and Gun Club. For the other stages this summer. And I've been stopping in and looking at the set, and it is completely transformed. And it's just so exciting to just actually go into this space. You're walking into what you think is a Rod and Gun Club, and then all of a sudden you're in this little sort of salon boutique-y type theater. And we're starting tech tomorrow, so I'll be in there full-time tomorrow. But what I love about it is it's intimate. I mean, people are like 3 feet away from you at any given point, and I got to be honest. I got to be funny. I got to pull out the goods because They're right
there.
No
place to hide.
There is no place to hide. You know?
But that is
so
part of the wonderful
I love the
thing.
Challenge of it. Yeah.
And we just have to be clear that you know the Westin Playhouse itself is a lovely, luxurious, well-appointed main stage. And the Rod and Gun Club is our intentionally alternative, intimate, sometimes edgier second space.
Yeah.
And it's been a wonderful compliment. We're in the middle of a capital campaign to create a permanent second space in the next couple of years in Weston on the Walker Farm.
Yeah.
But the Rod and Gun has served us well.
Well, it has. And I've done many shows on the main stage, and I have to say, this is my favorite. Coming over to the smaller space where the play's the thing, the story's the thing. There's, you know, a little simpler as far as the lighting. And although this production, the lighting and set is just is going to pop beautifully. There's this inventive set designer that's coming up with some great stuff, Jim Sandifer. So we're having a ball, and it's just, I think it's great to do stuff in that small space.
So enough about you being Weston. What are the Rod and Gun people do? Are they still...
They use it as a community hall. Oh, they
yeah.
have hunt suppers there. There's a lot of local groups that will have events there.
And that still goes on well.
Yeah, and they have their own meetings there in the off season, and they're good enough to rent it to us exclusively for the summer months.
That's true.
And we've made improvements. We air conditioned the building.
That's an improvement.
And it was a huge improvement, as the actors and audiences who went there in the early years can well remember.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a nice partnership, actually.
And then you go on into the fall.
Well, we only go through the week after Labor Day.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had fall productions, or am I making that up?
We used to, and in the current economy, that has
been one of
been
the things
trimmed. But they will be back, especially when we get in our new year-round second space. No question, there'll be more. But we spend more of the quote-unquote off-season incubating new work and doing programs in the schools, which is all wonderful too.
Yeah, and then once it's done, well, I assume you're already at work on next season.
Oh, we're way at work on next season, yeah.
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 And that requires you to read a lot?
Read a lot, go out and see a lot, judge some new things that we're considering, talk to some other theaters about possibly sharing some work, yeah. It's fun, actually. It's a big puzzle, but it is the
no,
fun
it's
of
fun.
Seeing
it, really
it all.
Is.
No, it is.
We really do have fun.
Yeah.
Well, to get in on the fun, you can find out what's happening at Weston by going to their website. It's westonplayhouse.org, westonplayhouse.org. Pregnancy Pact opens on August 30th and runs through September 8th. And it is a world premiere, and Caitlin Kinnunen is one of the stars. Caitlin, thank you very much. Best of luck. Have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy that. And Susan Haefner is starring in Bad Dates, which starts on Thursday and runs through
September 9th.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So you got a pretty good run.
Yeah, 3.5 weeks. It's
yeah,
good.
There
good
you
time.
Go. Have
yeah.
fun with that.
Thank you.
And
you can take them both in the same day if you play it right.
No, you could. Too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, matinee evening. Yeah.
No, that's part of the intention. Yeah.
Well, I love that. I try to do that as much as possible.
We're counting on seeing you, because
yeah,
we
excellent.
Think it's a life cycle, Joe, to go from Bad Dates to Pregnancy Pact.
Yes.
So.
Yes, we don't know what order. You can choose that.
As someone said, if we'd only had Death of a Salesman in this season rather than 2 years ago, we really could have nailed it.
Cradle to Grave series.
There you go.
Very, very nice. WestonPlayhouse.org for more information, WestonPlayhouse.org. Susan, Caitlin, Stephen, thank you so much for being with us. Break legs where applicable, and thank you very much for being here.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Joe.
Thank you.
Travel safe. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.